1420 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by General Steel.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The 118th Republican Majority Congress is now underway, and the first order of business, electing a new speaker. It may not go Kevin McCarthy's way.
So we may have a battle on the floor, but the battle is for the conference and the country, and that's fine with me.
CBS's Nicole D'Antonio has details from Washington.
The vote for the next Speaker of the House is expected to take several hours and multiple rounds, as some Republican members remain steadfastly opposed to Kevin McCarthy's nomination. A block of the more right-wing Freedom Caucus members have pledged not to vote for McCarthy. McCarthy has struck deals to win over some supporters, and he met with holdouts Monday night in an attempt to win them over as well. But Congressman Scott Perry tweeted that McCarthy wouldn't accept their demands.
We said, we can get you to 218 with this. He stood up and he shook our hands and he said, I can't do it, or I won't do it.
Damar Hamlin's family is thanking people across the country for an outpouring of support after the Buffalo Bills' safety collapsed during last night's game following a tackle that stopped his heartbeat. Hamlin remains in critical condition at a Cincinnati hospital. CBS's Nate Burleson has more.
It was so jarring.
Sam Farmer has been covering the NFL for 25 years.
It wasn't until you looked into the face of the players and saw their reaction. Did you realize that this was something extraordinary?
In a Twitter post, Hamlin's family also thanked first responders who restored Hamlin's heartbeat. Schools west of Little Rock, Arkansas are closed a day after a possible tornado tore through. Kristen Graves lives in Jesseville and watched her mother-in-law dodge danger.
She was sitting in her chair and she heard the wind and saw some lightning, so she got away from the window and walked, and she was between where the two trees fell.
Correspondent Janet Shamlian.
In Little Rock, they're still dealing with rain, but this system is on the move. The storm now moving into places like Georgia and Alabama with the threat of flooding and tornadoes. In Minnesota, potential ice storms today, and airlines are warning of potential cancellations across the entire region.
The suspect in the murders of four University of Idaho students is due in court in Pennsylvania. CBS's Danya Backus.
This afternoon's hearing, while expected to be brief, could expedite his appearance in an Idaho courtroom. A public defender for Brian Koberger, a PhD criminology student at Washington State University, says his client is calm, very intelligent, and fairly shocked by his arrest.
Sam Bankman-Fried has just entered a federal courthouse in Manhattan. The fallen crypto king expected to plead not guilty to fraud charges. Dow down 235 on this first trading day of 2023. This is CBS News.
If you're a business owner renting or leasing, you can save a ton of money and own a custom-designed building made by General Steel. Just call 888-74-STEEL and get a quote today.
Do you know what people see when they Google you? Search engines don't always get it right. And when they're wrong, it's your reputation on the line. So what do you do when you don't agree with your search results? Call Reputation Defender at 800-401-6681. Reputation Defender by Norton is one of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. We have over a decade of experience in fixing people's search results, and we can help you too. Using cutting-edge approaches, Reputation Defender pushes unflattering information down to lower pages of your search results, where few people ever look. We also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, letting you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. You owe it to yourself to take control with Reputation Defender. Visit www.reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 for free advice on your situation. 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net, it scores!
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Wednesday, January 4th. In Wood County, the Conservation, Education, and Economic Development Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in Room 114. In Portage County, the Public Library Board of Trustees will hold their meeting at 4:30 p.m. in the Portage County Annex Building, Conference Room 5. The Stevens Point Park Commission will meet at 6:30 p.m. in the Community Room at 933 Michigan Avenue in Stevens Point. In Adams County, the Planning and Zoning Committee will meet from 3 to 6:30 p.m. at the Adams County Courthouse in Boardroom A230. Powers Bluff closed their tubing and ski runs on Friday, December 30th because of the melting snow and dangerous conditions. They are still closed and waiting on more snow and colder temperatures to improve conditions. Maintenance staff are working to prep the area and keeping an eye on conditions in the park. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered rain showers likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 35, easterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers again tonight, 32, cloudy. Mixed precipitation likely again tomorrow, 34. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Make you believe any lie. I can make you pick a fight with somebody twice your size.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin, to the Fun Hour. Have we figured out the branding of this this hour yet?
We'll go with fun.
We'll go with fun hour.
Sure.
Got to figure out that and other news that caught our eye. We got some
tweaking
and headlines and titles to come up with. But I'm excited for this hour. I think it's important, especially in this state. But we are talking, at least for the first half hour, about dry January and the new idea of being sober curious. And changing your relationship with alcohol and how that is maybe just a PR move for admitting that you might have a problem with alcohol. I don't know. I think there's a lot there. But then at 1:30, Tyler Moss from Milwaukee Record is going to come on and join us about his Milwaukee Record's second NA Day, which is going down this Saturday at the Cooperage. And it's exactly what it sounds like. It's basically a ton of different vendors where you can go try their NA drinks and ideally buy the ones that you like and kind of support it as a place where if you are sober or if you're doing Dry January, a still fun social event that you don't have to drink at. Because I think that is so much of, especially in this state,
yes,
that becomes very difficult. And it is one of the few vices, if you want, and some people might not even call it a vice, but it's one of the few vices where by not doing it, people assume that you have a problem.
Or they shame you.
Or they bully you into drinking.
You're not drinking?
And everything, I mean, not everything, so much surrounds grabbing a drink, grabbing a beer, grabbing what are you going to have to drink at your event? The lubrication of social interactions.
Mm-hmm.
And I am trying to do Dry January. I've never actually fully completed it. The longest I've gone without drinking in 2016, I did Whole 30 and I felt great by the end, but it was the one thing, that's the only time that I've ever gone the whole time without cheating. And we tried to do Dry January in 2021? I think we tried in 2021, and both Mike and I made it about halfway through until we caved. And
so I didn't realize that Dry January goes all the way back to 2016.
Oh, even before that.
No
2013.
Kidding. Wow.
So in 2013, Dry January launched as a branded public health initiative in the UK, and about 4,000 people did it. But then by 2021, that number had jumped to 130,000.
Wow.
And it crossed the pond, and so people in the US do it. And it's basically the challenge of refraining from drinking for 31 days. And now there's Sober October, there's Dry July. And so there is more attempts to have, and I feel like dry January helps because people are through the holidays. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people are feeling like, ooh, I overindulged. It's time to bring it back a little bit.
I could use a break.
And it's also, there's less to do. There feels like there's less social obligations. There's more people who are also not drinking this month. And so there feels like it's a little, there's a little bit more of a support system to not do it. But I think it brings up, it, this is something that I will be totally honest with that I go back and forth on. And I think there's more of this idea of like sober curious. Like, what would it be like to live be sober and not... Like, while not taking the claim of, I'm an alcoholic, I'm just sober, like, I just don't drink, and those two things can be separate.
Definitely.
But I also think, at least for me, there is this weird, like, this other gray area of trying to change your relationship with alcohol, but not being like, I can't, like, I always thought about, because I'll be honest, like, I think I drink too much. Like, I think it's certainly the... Pavlov's dog of the day ends and the craving of having a glass of wine or beer is pretty much there. And because I don't think I have a problem with it, because I show up to work on time, I'm not ruining my relationships, I'm not bankrupting myself. This like gradation of having a problem, like
what's the definition?
And what you think about addicts. And the stories that they tell at AA, like, I'm not going to show up to AA and be like, I have brain fog in the morning. Like, so you know what I mean? And so this idea of how do you adjust and how do you even define it? Because is it a craving or is it an addiction? Can I stop? Can I have just one and not have it turn into five? If it's not causing bigger problems in my life, is it a problem? You know, I think there's this, because it's so ubiquitous in our culture, the grayer area between, oh, you're an alcoholic and I don't drink is harder to define. And it's such a personal relationship to it. Because sometimes when I read these numbers, and granted, you know, I think there's a lot of people who probably... lie to their doctor when they say how much they drink. But there's different, the Gallup has measured, where did I put this information? Gallup's measured how much people drink since like 1930. And so like for years. And God, I wrote this down and now I can't find it. But basically in the time that has passed, it's gone up and down. I think they said the lowest it ever was in like 1958. And the highest it ever was in the 70s.
Really?
And yeah. And right now it's hovered somewhere between like 60 and 65 in the current day. And this is people who drink a moderate amount. But I always think this is interesting because of the amount that is, it's like people who say they drink four drinks in a week. Which in Wisconsin standards is like...
That's happy hour.
Yes. Yes. And so it's also this idea of how much are we drinking and what is considered normal and how much that's normalized. And I think it's good that we're doing more times of being able to drink less and reevaluate your relationship with alcohol, because... I think one of the things that we don't ever really want to talk about is the fact that like alcohol is one of the worst things you can do to yourself.
It's really bad for your body.
It's really bad. And so even a short time of taking the break, because alcohol, it raises your estrogen levels, which causes inflammation. And in long term can lead to heart disease, can lead to cancer. It also increases fungus called Candida.
Not sure.
No. My mom's probably going to text in and tell me how to pronounce it. In your gut, which can cause bloating, digestive issues, and depression. And so that like even reducing for a short period of time can have like huge effects on your focus, your memory, your sleep, energy, weight management, all these other things that like just by taking a break for a little while. So it's like, I think it's a good thing, but it's also just for me always brings up this question of, the more of the psychological piece of it and also the cultural piece of it.
But that's why I'm so glad to hear that there are more NA events like the one that's going on this weekend. And I have to think, too, with all of the craft cocktails and all the mixology that's going on, they must be able to come up with things that are really close to ones that contain alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
So, there's a great, where is it? There's a great article. It's actually pretty long, too, in New York, in Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, written by Nicole Haase, H-A-A-S-E, and it's titled What to Know About NA Cocktails, Milwaukee and Dry or Dry-ish January. And she has a whole, and Tyler and NA Day is featured in it. But it's also talking about just the evolution of NA beverages. And I'm sure we'll talk about it with Tyler, but the fact that for a long time it was, you know, Sharps and O'Doul's.
It was beer. That was it.
But the advancements in chemistry, because when you take the alcohol out of something, it changes the taste of it, right? And so how do you replicate the taste without the alcohol and the tweaking and tinkering that these, whether they're brewmasters or, I don't know, what are distillers? Is that just
distillers?
Is that
just probably
the noun of it, of people who distill alcohol, or even winemakers, or the science that goes into making drinks, or as a bartender, the science that goes, maybe the more art than science that goes into mixing different concoctions that can replicate the feeling of having a old fashioned.
Or, I mean, I would think the fruity things would be easy. You know, a strawberry daiquiri, I think, would be relatively easy to replicate. Or a pina colada or something like that that's very fruity, where the fruit is the overriding taste.
My go-to, my brother taught me this, is actually pretty good. And it's not, I also learned this is not totally non-alcoholic. I learned the hard way that bitters is very alcoholic. But it is, if you take soda water or LaCroix or, you know, some kind of fizzy water and squeeze a lime in it and then a couple dashes of bitters.
Oh.
It's very good. Very
refreshing. Doesn't sound bad.
But I learned that I think you think of the amount of bitters that go into a drink, like an old fashioned, is very little. So you don't think of it being alcohol.
Right.
But it actually is. Like if you take a, it's like 45%. Like it is, or 45 proof. And so it is drinking as in higher quantity, very much alcohol. It's just, it's so bitter. Why would you ever do that? Although I am in the Bitters Club up in Washington Island.
Are you really?
Yeah, when we went this year, we all took a shot of it. So I have my my card and my signature that I am part of the Bitters Club.
But as you said, I mean, how many of those little bottles would you have to down in order to really? I would think you would get sick before you would get loaded.
Probably. All right. Well, if you have thoughts on Dry January, or if you're doing Dry January, stick around because we're going to talk about some of the tips to stick to it. But also let us know. I would love to hear any of the tips that you have or the things that are helping you stay motivated through the month to drink less, to drink not at all. But when we come back, we'll talk about some of the tips that I have found. But join the conversation, 844-967-2789. We'll take a break and be right back.
Young white people.
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes, even got shot, but I'm not a criminal.
That's right. I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tumani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's YAP advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate Programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. YAP works.
And now, I'm a YAP advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth advocate programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hello, music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot, 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. 1 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com. Bartender.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Matinere. So, Jane, are you doing Dry January?
No.
Okay.
Do you know who Will Durst is? Comic?
That sounds really familiar.
Comedian. Been around for a long time. Based in San Francisco, actually. Was born in Waukesha.
Oh.
And but he's been in San Francisco for years, and he used to come on whatever show I was on at the time. And he always did Dry February because it's the shortest year. Oh, shortest month of the year.
There you go. That makes sense. That's an easier one to commit to. Well, I am doing Dry January, and so far I've been fine, but it is also only the third.
It's 2 days.
And so I thought we would go over some of the advice that's out there on how to stick to it. I think some of this is habits in general, but the first one being identify your motivator for doing Dry January. And this, I think, goes back to one of the conversations we had about resolutions with Dr. Mike last Thursday, which is if you're not attached to your why and you're just kind of doing it because someone said you'll be happier if you do X, Y, Z, you'll be happier if you work out on Mondays or whatever. But
right.
If you're not really committed to the reason why you're doing it, it's going to be that much easier to not do it.
That makes sense.
And so I feel like my why is the clarity of and mood, because I think what I've learned with doing the show is trying to put on a good show every day is a lot of work, and it's a lot of reading, it's a lot of like clarity of mind,
a lot of information,
and also the attempt to be in a good mood and not let. And I think the fact that we forget that while it's very fun while you're drinking, the after effects of drinking is that it is a depressant, and so that your actual mood, overall mood, if you drink less, can be good instead of the I'm in a terrible mood, so I'm going to drink again today.
Yeah, right. And get into that cycle.
Yeah. So I feel like for me right now, that is my motivator. I don't know if hopefully that's strong enough to get me through. All right. Number two, make a list of activities that involve drinking. So the things that you do during your week that typically involve or promote drinking, like happy hour, or going to the club, or well, no one's day drinking at a beach right now, but day drinking at Packers will be, that will be Sunday night now,
right?
But
like beer gardens and stuff like that.
But I think I'm figuring out, like, if this is, especially in Wisconsin, I think it is a big part of a lot of people's daily or weekly routine. And so trying to figure out what hobbies and activities you need to try to either avoid or substitute during this month. And so I already am asking people to get coffee instead of a beer for like meetings or casual get togethers to talk about things.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So
let's go to the coffee shop instead of the bar.
Yes. Which I'm also trying to drink less caffeine. But that's a whole other story. Number three, commit to your decision with tangible actions. And so I actually saw this, like the actions of like writing your commitment down, putting it on social media, like putting it out there so you can be held accountable and not doing this in secret so that people can help support you. And also, I mean, this is an AA thing. I saw a video the other day of someone who, I think a lot of his platform of the stuff that he creates is being sober, but his, he left the hospital and he put a calendar up, and each day he was sober, he just put an X. And he's like, when I started, I didn't even think I was going to go 5 days, let alone 31 days, let alone years.
Wow.
And so it really is just the action of Xing off that day, like you got through the day. And that
one
might be,
day.
That might be more than you feel like you need to do, but taking the action and substituting it or doing something that marks off that you got through the day, I think is a good thing.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Before, clear out the booze. Get the booze out of sight. And I literally came home last night and Mike had moved all of the bourbon off of our liquor shelf into, I don't know where it is.
Because that is your drink of choice.
Typically, yes. I do like bourbon. I like everything. I like beer. I like wine. But bourbon goes down very easily, like as though it's wine, even though it is much stronger. And so, and it is, because it goes fast, it is much more expensive. So we've moved that out for the month.
Good. That's smart.
To avoid, but our entire fridge that was, because we had friends over last week for a game night. And so it was full of beer. He's also moved all of that out, and it's not now just stockpiled up full of seltzers, like LaCroix and all of the different flavored fizzy waters that you can think of, so you can still grab something.
That's great.
When you have the urge. Number five, track your feelings, progress, and setbacks. So I think it's partially going through, how did I feel today? What did I acknowledge when you had a craving? Why do you think you had the craving? What was going on when you had it? Be a little bit more self-aware and self-reflective of where you're at. Number six, prep answers for any awkward questions.
That's a great idea.
And because inevitably someone's gonna be like, well, why aren't you drinking?
Exactly.
Come on. Just one. Just one. And feeling out how you're going to respond in the situation where a friend who is not doing Dry January, Jane, I'd be like, you know, I wanted a challenge. I wanted to see if I could do it. I'm trying to get pregnant. You know, anything. That's kind of part of my reason too, right? Is the attempt to have a good answer where someone's going to be not push you any further. Ooh, this is a good one. Seven, eat lots of protein.
Really?
Eating more protein may curb cravings for alcohol. So get that chicken, get that steak. I don't know.
My mind immediately went to bacon. It's like, I'm just going to eat a pound of bacon.
Yeah, pound of bacon. You can get some Greek yogurt. And then number eight is replace alcohol with another healthy habit. I have heard this for almost building any habit, is that it is less about taking, being able to stick to a habit is less about taking something away, but also taking it away and replacing it with something else. So needing to, if you're not going to drink at 5 o'clock, go to the gym at 5 o'clock or do something.
Go for a walk.
That is usually in the time that you're doing that thing. Don't just think that you can not do it and do what you would normally do during that time. So for me, it's like I'd have a glass of wine, I'd probably still be working. But instead, maybe it's, I'm going to go to the gym or I'm going to take Cliff for a walk. So let us know. Are those good tips? Do you have other tips? We would love to hear from you, 844-967-2789. But stick around. Tyler Moss will be here in just a minute to talk about NA Day. This is As Goes Wisconsin. In the north, in the lights. Hey, bartender,
pour 'em hot tonight. Till the party and the music and the truth collide. A progressive voice. Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
One day it's bone-chilling cold. The next, the sun is shining. Hey, it's Wisconsin. Don't like the weather? Wait 10 minutes. It'll change. Sooner or later, the snow will go away. But right now, it's freezing cold. And all that cold weather can cause freeze-ups in your holding tank or septic pipe system. So be sure that you keep an eye out for trouble. And call Crockett Septic to help you if you encounter a jam. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where the trucks smell like sweet cherry pie.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Is the cost of college weighing you down? Don't worry. There is a ton of untapped federal financial aid available right now. The University of Wisconsin system has financial aid experts across the state waiting to help you finish the FAFSA, the free application for federal student aid. Go to wisconsin.edu for more information, and FAFSA will show you the money, but only if you fill it out. Sponsored by the University of Wisconsin system.
The moment you walk into Family Natural Foods, you know you'll have a great experience with excellent customer service. Their knowledgeable staff are welcoming and friendly, happy to help you with any questions or needs you bring in. Have you tried their oils and vinegars yet? You can taste test them before you buy. Some favorites among the gourmet balsamic vinegars include cranberry, date, and apple. Think beyond the salad bowl. These are great on everything from veggies to grilled meats. Family Natural Foods, 910 West Grand Avenue.
As you go about your daily life, look closer. As you gather with family and friends, look closer. Right in your community, there are youth who don't have the home, warmth, and healing you have. So, look closer. Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Tonight, 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed. And tomorrow, they will wake up surrounded by love. Every youth who walks into Covenant House gets clean clothes, hot meals, medical care, and a safe place to sleep 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in sites across America to help them fulfill the great promise of their lives. So, look closer at Covenant House and help us fight youth homelessness. To help or get help, go to covenanthouse.org.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. A garage burned down in Wisconsin Rapids this morning. The Wisconsin Rapids Fire Department responded to a report of a fire on 10th Avenue North in Wisconsin Rapids. The resident of the house is safe. The Wisconsin Rapids Fire Department requested assistance from the Grand Rapids and Port Edwards Fire Departments. In the village of Eldoran, police responded to a 911 call from a 79-year-old man who was stabbed during an altercation with a 22-year-old on Monday night. According to Marathon County Sheriff Chad Billab, the 79-year-old man was stabbed in the face during the incident, and he grabbed and fired a handgun. The 22-year-old fled the house with the gun. The man was able to call 911 and reported the incident. He didn't think the bullet hit anyone, but when police arrived, they found the 22-year-old dead in a vehicle near the house. No names have been released yet, and detectives are investigating the incident. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered rain showers likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 35, easterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers again tonight, 32, cloudy. Mixed precipitation likely again tomorrow, 34. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 34.
Time that co-founder of Milwaukee Record, Tyler Moss, is joining us, and he is also the creator of Dry January's NA Day Beverage Festival, which is happening this Saturday at the Cooperage. Welcome to the show, Tyler.
Yeah, thanks a lot. If you want, I could actually get the aforementioned Matt. He could walk in here, too, if you feel lost without him here. I did not realize this to be live streamed, so I apologize to all of your viewers for looking at all this, but
they're used to us.
I would have done anything different.
This is, you know, it's live radio, so it's like the expectation. We really haven't changed our outfits, even though we are technically can be seen by people. We still dress as though we are doing radio every day, and so you're right at home. I went last year, and it was excellent.
Yeah, I met you that day, actually.
That was the first day that we finally met. There you go. Your anniversary coming up. And it was excellent, and I'm kind of surprised more things like this don't exist, because it does feel like there's a growing amount of people who I think are trying to drink less, but also, as you've pointed out, there's so many companies that are doing such interesting things that taste really good that are also still non-alcoholic. And so take me back to last year when you, especially coming out of, we're still kind of in COVID, like there was spiking last year, and part of your guys' business on top of writing very fun, funny articles on MilwaukeeRecord.com is doing events. And so this was kind of one of your guys' first events back, wasn't it? Coming out of
COVID? We kind of had, like a lot of other people, like late summer into like early fall. And then right around the holidays, everything stopped. And then it's like, well, I think we'll try this anyway. And last year it was, you had to wear a mask the whole time. It won't be that way this year. But it was, I was actually really shocked and very happy that like we had over 100 people there still over the course of the day. And it's not like the usual show where there's like, you know, like I'd say literally hundreds of like people in a lot of instances that are waiting for like the headliner. It's like you can roll in right away when it opens at noon and you could just have a lap and then leave, or you could hang for a few hours if you want to, or you could show up at the end. And so even though it was 100, I feel like there were only about 30 to 40 people at any, like at any given time. And we're expecting more this year, obviously. I think I'm shooting for about 300 to 400 people,
nice.
But, once again, it'll be spread and staggered throughout the day.
And so were you doing Dry January last year? Is that kind of where this started?
No, I think as you mentioned, I'm just attempting to, like a lot of us, just maybe, like you want to drink less, or if you just want to like investigate it, whether it's for the month itself or for just a lifestyle change. If you're like, okay, I think I've had enough of like the Wisconsin lifestyle of like, you know, being out all the time. And or if you just want something, if you're at a barbecue and you're like, well, I should probably get ready to leave. I have to drive home eventually. So maybe the last hour or two, I'm just going to move over to like the NA version of River West Stein opposed to the original one. And I would say, like for me selfishly too, it was just I noticed that there was just this rapid expansion and the rapid improvement of this, I'd say oftentimes overlooked market sector, I guess. And there's a lot of really good stuff that is also being made locally and on the macro level as well. And so it was a reason for me to investigate. And then I was really happy when I wasn't alone and wanted to learn more about this.
And so where did you start? Because obviously, I think we talked a little bit with Chris Drosner last time he was on, as people, you know, trying to support breweries in the slow months, and that there's more and more breweries who are doing NA beers. Mm-hmm. One of which, as you said, Lakefront does their NA Stein, which is very good. And so did you start, as you researched for vendors to be there last year or even this year, what did it all start with, like local, both with Milwaukee and or Wisconsin companies that had like options?
Actually, it did not. It began with a local thing that represents a lot of different, breweries and like distilleries and stuff. But yeah, Beechwood, are based in New Berlin, and you can now find their products in the Pfizer form. I got really hooked on this, the Lagunitas Hop Refresher stuff. We always have it at our office. You've actually maybe had it. And then also Liquid Death, that's another one of their products. And I'm like, this is a really good place to start. They represent those, it's a whole thing, but yeah, locally, if you're buying their brands at a grocery store or at a bar or whatever, they're funneling it through them. They're the representatives of these. So I ran it by them and I was like, would you sponsor this thing? Because it's like the beer festival vibe where you're out there and you're mingling, you're having samples and you're hanging out, but it just works out that you're able to drive home at the end of it.
Yes.
So I asked if they wanted to be involved, and then they said yes, and they helped like make it work financially as well by having some logos on the posters and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And then I looked locally to fill it out. I wanted to, I knew that Lakefront, a few months earlier last year, they unveiled their, the NA Stein. And then this year they actually recently launched a few things, the East Side Dark and the Extended Play IPA. And so they've expanded their NA arsenal, like a bunch as well. And then there are things like Sprecher that they've existed for more than 35 years, but they make this award-winning soda. There's Solbrook, I almost said hard kombucha. No, not hard kombucha, soft kombucha. And then also Great Lakes. They just did it's like a gin adjacent thing. It's a Sands, I think, botanical spirit is the name of it. So yeah, I looked locally. Once we had sort of the knowledge, we had a lot of the macro brands involved and a few local brands. Then I hyper localized it and I attempted to fill in some things. We had a CBD retailer, which we'll have actually two this year. So there'll be CBD Delta 8 and I think Delta 9 available as well to sample and to purchase. So yeah, I forget what you asked me initially.
That's okay.
I'm going to stop speaking, let you ask me another thing if you'd like.
So we're talking to Tyler Moss, who's the co-founder of Milwaukee Record and creator of NA Day Dry January Beverage Festival happening this Saturday at the Cooperage. You can still buy tickets at cooperagemke.com. And it's 12 to 4?
Yep.
12 to 4. And yeah. So beer, have you found, is there, because I know that there's, For all of the main types of alcohol that we drink, beer, wine, liquor, there are replacements or NA versions of all of them. And so obviously we've already listed some of the beer, the non-alcoholic beers that are going to be there. You said soft kombucha. Do you have any wine or fake liquor?
Yeah, there is a wine place called Yours. And it's just the spelling of Yours. I think they're out of Chicago. There is a mocktail line that I think is a Wisconsin-based one. There is a thing called System Seltzer, which they were there last year under another name, but that's an NA seltzer. They also have alcoholic seltzer, but I said it has to be NA only. There's, as I mentioned before, the Hop Refresher, that sort of stuff. There's a few that have launched in the meantime that are a lot like that. One from a thing called Fair State. There are some energy drinks, Zoa, which is one that's owned by The Rock. I don't think he'll be there.
Bummer.
He might be though. Who knows?
anything's possible. He's a very supportive person. You know, doesn't want to come to Wisconsin in January?
Liquid Death. They're involved again. We have some, local tonics as well. Top Note. I think I said Soul Brew already. They're going to be back. And, it's just like, a lot of different stuff. It's not just the old duels or the sharps that's in the back of the bar that they had to dust off before handing it to you that they've had since 1993.
Tyler, have you tried any of the non-alcoholic wines? Because I have checked some out on my own, and at least in my experience, that seems to be the most challenging thing. The beer makers seem to have it down. Even some of the distillers with these mocktails seem to have it down. But I don't know that the wine people are quite there yet.
That one, I can't really speak to that. I'm not that much of a wine drinker. As you might know from what you're seeing here in my image, I'm mostly a beer guy. the NA spirits, I feel like that's a really good thing. You could either have it be a 100% NA cocktail, or you could mix it in with some other liquors and just have it be a lower or like a little bit healthier of an option too, and a slightly less alcoholic option too. But the wine, yeah, I'm not sure about that. I would imagine Yours hasn't handled, and all the others you have had, they probably don't. But Yours, which will be at NA Day, I am sure they have it dialed in.
I will report back because I am planning on going. So we will I will report back and see.
Do reconnaissance for me.
The non-alcoholic wine was
excellent.
So Ty, what was some of the feedback from last year? Because this feels like one of those events that once it's been created feels very obvious, especially in this time of year. But were there a lot of people who were, because I know having some sober friends who are able to stay sober in Milwaukee, which I don't think is always the easiest thing to do as far and still have a social life. And so creating an environment that was fun in the winter, you could socialize and not necessarily feel like you had pressure to drink. Did you get a lot of positive feedback from that?
Yeah, I think there were a lot of people who were like, I'm really happy that this exists. And I feel kind of heard and seen and acknowledged for the first time. And also, like, in order to make these larger scale events work, you all, oftentimes you have to have a logo of a brewery or a local, like, you know, liquor maker or something like that. And just to know, like, you are able to have a larger scale event that's not just entirely dependent on the alcohol sales. I think that's a nice thing. And then other people, like, I took a month off last year. I took, like, I think the month of August off of alcohol entirely. And I already knew what I wanted to buy and what I need to stock up on. And so it's a thing, if you either want to level off or if a relative or a friend will be at a gathering you're having, like, you're not just like, well, here's the first thing I saw. It's like, I had this, I have an experience with this now and a relationship to it. And so I think it's letting people, even if they're not ready or they don't want to make a lifelong, I will never be drinking again sort of thing, because I'm very much one of those people where I will take a week or two off, but I have no intentions of not having a beer at certain things. It's a thing where you're, I feel like you're just expanding your, like, your breadth of like, you know, knowledge with what's out there.
Well, and it's also interesting because, as I said in our last segment, one of my, for lack of a better term, coping mechanisms to get through Dry January is our fridge is just stocked with, like, LaCroix, bubble water, all of those different flavored waters. Because it is interesting, the psychology of not wanting just water. Like, I'm choosing not to drink a beer or wine or a cocktail, but wanting to still have the experience of drinking a drink. And so making, I said, my little recipe, at home recipe, is some kind of soda, fizzy water with a lime and a little bit of bitters. So it kind of, but you put it in a fancy glass and it feels like a cocktail. And for some reason, you trick your brain into fulfilling that craving versus just pouring out of the Brita a glass of water. And it's basically the same nutritional thing happening in your body, but it's just the flavors of some of these drinks and the ability to still enjoy and kind of feel like that same, I don't know, am I explaining that well as far as like kind of tricking your brain into like, you're involved, you're doing the
effervescence that you have, or the scent or whatever. It's just like, or the approximation of something, where there are some things that are literally it's a one-to-one, in regard to the flavor, but you just don't happen to be intoxicated if you have a bunch of them. So there are, I think it's, that's enough, like, for a lot of people, if they either want to make a lifelong change or if it's just, I want to drink a little bit less in January. I'm not drinking unless there's a Packers game or I'm at a show or, like, I'm hanging out with friends or whatever. But, yeah, it's just all about, it's not, I feel like we have no message. It's not like it's wrong to drink, you shouldn't drink. It's like, there's a lot more stuff out there than there used to be. And it is it's a great thing. I don't know.
Good,
I just like that we're allowing more and more people into this world, you know?
Absolutely. All right, Tyler Moss, thank you so much for your debut
thank you.
On As Goes Wisconsin. I will see you Saturday. We will link all of the information.
If I'm on again, I'll make sure to dress up better. And
perfect.
I'll see you on Saturday.
All right, see you Saturday, Tyler. Stick with us. We got one more segment. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
I want to change some things.
I want to help more kids graduate from high school.
I want more of my neighbors to have access to health care.
I want to change what I see around here.
United Way is creating real, lasting change where you live by focusing on the building blocks of a better life: education, income, and health.
I just want to see more smiles on my sidewalks.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. For more, visit United Way at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
the Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudies takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Radio, streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
I'm stuck inside. Can't see the light.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. Reminder that we would love to hear topics from you. If you have suggestions on stories that are happening in your neck of Wisconsin, if you have people you think we should highlight or interview, different nonprofits that are doing good work, different startup businesses that could use some more love in the media, send them our way, asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. Any update, Jane, on any of the stories that I'm sure we'll be talking about tomorrow?
Yes. Well, of course, you know, we have the new Congress in Washington, D.C. today. And House Republican Kevin McCarthy, according to CNN, dealt a major setback today when he lost the first vote in his quest to become the Speaker of the House, something that he's pretty much always wanted. And you had mentioned earlier that this hasn't happened in 100 years.
It hasn't happened for the first time in a century. So how many? He lost 19 Republican votes.
And he could only lose 5.
Yeah.
And so, my feeling from this is that, so now they will go to a next ballot, mm-hmm. right?
They have to keep voting until they find someone, I think.
Because until the speaker is chosen, again, from what I understand, none of the other members can be sworn in. None of the new members can be sworn in until they have a speaker. Well, so everybody's hanging around going, okay, let's get this done so I can get into my office. And speaking of offices, Kevin McCarthy moved all his stuff into the speaker's office yesterday.
Oh, he did?
Oh, yes, he did.
Wow.
Yeah. He moved all his stuff in, even though, who knows?
It was not secured yet. And he had to know that it wasn't secure yet.
He's been working on this for, what, 3 weeks? A month?
Oh, I mean, he's been working on this for well over
years,
that, right?
Years. But yeah, he had to have known that he wasn't close.
I mean, and it's one thing, I think, taking partisan politics out of it, where, I mean, this is also just bad for our government.
Yes, it is.
Right? Like, this is taking out of this side of, oh, isn't this funny, Kevin McCarthy, like, he's got what's coming to him if you don't like him and the infighting and blah, blah, blah. Fine, if you are a diehard Democrat and this is, you get some kind of joy out of this. But ultimately, this is also just bad for government because, like, it's one thing to have politics when we're going through election cycles. It's another thing to govern and to have things work. And I think in Wisconsin, we're very used to gridlock and things not working because of partisan politics.
And people are sick of it.
It's annoying. It's not only annoying, it's obstructive, right? Like we need to get, I know this is more a municipal thing, but like get the trash picked up. Like things need get cabinet members appointed so they can do their jobs on these different departments. And, you know, I'm not saying I'm excited about Kevin McCarthy's like being speaker, but I don't know who they could all agree on at this point. Because like I said at the beginning of the show when we were talking about this, are they all going to acquiesce behind a more moderate person than him?
That's not going to happen. I don't see that happening. I am quoting here from Raw Story. I was just hearing from a Republican member of Congress who again has been trying to negotiate behind the scenes. The member said to me, I just don't know how he gets there. They, meaning the Freedom Caucus, smell blood. McCarthy gave in to demand after demand. None of it was enough. So what happens next? Who knows?
God, that kind of, the way that that was phrased of they gave in like thing after thing, it kind of reminds me a little bit of how Robin Voss was here in the attempt to walk the line between the people who wanted to move on from Trump. This is over the last 2 years. And like the Never Trumpers, you know, people who were still Republicans, but were like, the election's over. Let's go.
Move on.
Versus a base that had been created of election deniers and people who still were very much in the Trump camp and in the positioning of trying to see how 2022 was going to go. Him letting Gableman do his thing and like toe that line. And technically, I mean, he survived it. He's still speaker, right? And still has arguably the most powerful Republican in the state. But not without, like you said, almost losing in his primary.
300 votes.
And having subpoenaed by the January 6th committee and figuring out how much you give in order to kind of appease certain people. And when do you try to, I feel like he's drawn the line now that like he's all the stuff that he's doing with Janelle Branchon and everything.
Oh, Voss? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But with McCarthy,
he's still trying to get what he wants.
He's still trying to get what he wants. And you have a bunch of people who are just ego, somewhere between sociopath and egomaniacs, I would say. And I'm not saying all Republicans. I'm saying this Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, like the people who...
The showboaters.
Yes, that is the word. That is a better word for it. And so this will be a developing story that I am sure... Maybe we'll do a little bit of a deep dive with Greg tomorrow as far as what does the speaker do? Tomorrow feels like a good opportunity to take a couple minutes to kind of break down the importance of this role, why this is not a good thing for anybody if we can't move forward, why even people who didn't like her, Nancy Pelosi, was so good at this, and what it takes to be good at this versus it's a different skill set that I imagine than being president. But yeah, super interesting.
It really is fascinating. And again, this report from CNN says House Republicans could take an even more outlandish action against McCarthy and vote present in the next round of voting. And that could, in theory, make Hakeem Jeffries the temporary House Speaker.
No. Really?
Ostensibly. Temporarily. It's going to be something to watch.
It'll be something to watch.
It's going to be something to watch.
We will continue to follow that story tomorrow. Greg Bach will be here tomorrow. It's actually National Trivia Day. So the Quizmaster, we're going to end tomorrow's show with a little trivia game. So stick around for that tomorrow.
Oh, that should be a lot of fun.
It will be a lot of fun. But for now, stick around for Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Or if you're listening to WXCO up in Wausau, stick around for the Chad Holmes Show. Either way, thank you for listening today. Come back tomorrow. This has been As Goes Wisconsin. So much to say, so much to say.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So talk, they hear
you. You can do it. WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.